We don't know yet exactly how we will deal with it, but we just wanted to let you know that we think about it, and we will probably sit down at some point to try to formulate something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can make a concrete suggestion. One of the topics is going to be conflict and peace, and that was my idea anyhow. Mm-hmm. The reason is that there's this weird state holiday, Austrian state holiday, on the Thursday. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about it more also, and it has nothing to do with anything else, but still you will see that that there's a lot of military presence in town, because it is the day when the last, after the Second World War, Austria was governed by the four winning countries, four winning nations, and they stayed in the country 10 years, and the 26th of October is officially the day when the last Allied soldier left the country. So it's somehow, that was the day when Austria became a sovereign state again. So, and this is being celebrated. Austria has a very tiny military, but still that military part is being presented. So suddenly you will see, I don't know, a lot of uniforms and a lot of tanks. Nothing bad is happening. It's just like the stupidity that once a year, and they don't even do it every year, but it seems that they want to do it this year, which is even worse. And not only because of Gaza, but I'm also referring to Ukraine, which is much, like, there's many people from Ukraine here, so it's really bizarre. So there might be a moment where we can anyway make space for that, because we invited a person to give a workshop with us to look into methods of how to solve conflicts. Because that's one of the things it doesn't matter which dimensions, we can really need more skills. So maybe we can combine
it. And it's interesting, because it's also, it's a different context. It's good that you